You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We are going to discuss stealing the Afikoman, and it might not really be stealing the Afikoman. The goal is to find out what the source for stealing the Afikoman is, but a better title would be trying to explain three words of a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis. That's source number one. Now, what we're going to do tonight is we're going to start with a little bit of Bekiyas, of seeing a whole bunch of opinions, and then we're going to dig into one or two of them to see that there's some issues with one of them or two of them, and then we're going to come out with some fascinating maskanas halacha lemaisa that may or may not adjust how you run your seder at the end of the night with some shas v'tshuvas. So the Gemara begins in Pesachim Kuf Ches Amud Beis, source number one, with a discussion that talks about, that we're all familiar with, talking about the participation of children in the Seder. So do children have to drink Dalet Kosos? We know women have to drink Dalet Kosos because Afrein Hayuvos Anes, and therefore the Tanakhama says so too children have to. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, Ma Toelas Yeshu Tinokos B'Yayin. Rather, we give them Mechalken Lehem Klayos Ve'Gozim Be'er Pesach Kadesh Lo Yishno V'Yishalu. We want to keep them awake, therefore we give them candies, give them popcorn, fine. Now in the context of keeping kids awake, the Gemara continues and says the following, and this is the line that we have to discuss, understand, and ultimately perhaps this will be the source for the concept of stealing the Afikoman. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Chotvin Matzos Belele Pesachim, literally you grab matzos on the nights of Pesach, Bishul Tinokos Shelo Yishnu. Let's look at the next line of the Gemara, even though it's a totally unrelated story, nothing to do with chotfin matzos, but that is, those two words are really what we're going to spend the night understanding. What does chotfin matzos mean? After this, the Gemara goes on a tangent and says, this ma'aseh Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva would never really leave the Beis Medrash, with the exception of Erev Pesach, to let his, you know, to make sure that his kids wouldn't sleep, wouldn't either to put them in for a nap, or to go home right away after Meirev, so his kids will start, so he'll start the Seder right away. Either way, you see a story about Rabbi Akiva concerned with the fact that his kids should stay awake. What do these two words, chotvin matzos, mean? So, Rashi himself already brings two pshat. Now, we know that Rashi on Pesachim is not the, is not as, usually we learn Rashbam on Pesachim, but Rashbam just starts with explaining Rashi, so we'll start with the grandfather. Zokt Rashi, chotvin matzah. You will not see anything at all in the remotest way that has anything to do with stealing with Afikoman from reading Rashi. Chotvin matzah. Magbihin es hakeara b'shvil hatinokos sheyishalu. You lift up the platter, the matzah plate, so that they ask questions. What, Daddy, why are you lifting up the challah plate? That's what chotvin matzah means. Zok Rashi Vaiter v'ist mefarish. You see that little funny, the two with the fancy parentheses after it? That's just my numbering of all that. We're going to have six total shitas how to explain chotvin matzos. So to make it easier, v'ist mefarish shows shita number. The second way to understand this halacha, ochlin maher. Rashi says it's something to do with speed. Chotvin matzah, like you do it speed. You chotef is something you do quickly. You grab it. You eat quickly, in order so that the kids will not go to sleep. Now, what does that mean? That means during Shulchan Aruch, you don't schmooze between the three courses, between the soup and between the salad and the main course. You don't schmooze, you bring it all out right away. Which is sort of funny. Look at what Rashi says. Ochlem Maher says, Rashi, Vizel Lashon Ikra. I think that's the correct answer. Why mi demaisi had Rabbi Akiva? Because the next line, we bring the story of Rabbi Akiva, so it has to do with something with keeping the kids, preventing the kids from going to sleep. If you learn the first pshat, that it's just to lift up the car to get to ask questions, that has nothing to do with preventing kids from going to sleep. So it has to be something to do with keeping the kids from going to sleep, but it's very schwer. Because what are you keeping them up for? Haggadah? Shulchan Aruch comes after Magid. They already were up for Magid. So by eating quickly, is that going to help?
You move quickly through Haggadah.
That's not what Ochlin Maher means. But Magid is not eating. You're right, it could have said other things. It could have said Mesadrin es HaSeder. It could have said Magi Kof. I don't know what it says, but Ochlin Maher means Ochlin Maher. What? Okay, let's see the Rashbam. The Rashbam says that there's another girsa here. But keep in mind, both Pshatim and Rashi, the word chotv and matzahs has nothing to do with stealing, grabbing, nothing to do with what we and I call stealing afikoman. Zakhtar Rashbam, source number 3. He quotes the two Pshatim Rashi, and then he brings a girsa change. Not chotvin matzah, but chotvin matzos, which he means mitzvos. Yesh korsen mitzvos, meaning magbien es haka'ara sheyesh bo matzo, morer beis tavshilin. And by the way, there's a Mishnah that says that mevin lefanav matzo morer beis tavshilin. And then there's a shaylif, charoses is a mitzvah or not a mitzvah. You see from the last line, charoses is a mitzvah or not a mitzvah. That means that all the first things are all mitzvahs. Meaning, the way the Mishnayos call the things on the Seder plate are mitzvahs. The question is charoses a mitzvah or not? So this pshat fits into that Mishnah, that charoses is or isn't a mitzvah, but magbina sakar, you lift up the plate, that's what chotven mitzvahs means. Nothing to do with mitzvahs, but again, all you're doing is lifting something up to make a shinui so the kids ask questions. We now have 3 pshatim. None of them have anything to do with stealing at all. Okay. What? The difference between the first and the second and this pshat is the first, number one is Rashi says you lift up the matzah plate. And this pshat says you lift up the kara with all the mitzvahs. The difference is only a girsa change. You're right. According to Rashi, it's what? Right, but that he's going with the gears of matzah, we're going with the version of mitzvos. So, just a matter of how many. You're right, it's conceptually the same idea. Says the Rashbam, velinira, something else. Now, this is also not going to be what you're thinking. Chotfin, now gentlemen, we serve chalent here. We serve potato kugel. If you would ask me, the most unintelligent thing that you could possibly serve on a Thursday night after a long week of work, a long day of work, and it's 9:30 at night, the most unintelligent thing to serve is chalent. Why? Because what does it do for the quality of the shiur? Chalent has a very charming quality about it that it gets us to go to sleep. Zok the Rashbam. Look at this. V'linir echotim, number 4. Misalken es halecha miyad hatinokos. You grab it out of the food out of their hands. Why? Kedei shelo yuhu yeshenim mitoch machal harbe. Wow. You know what chotven es hamatzis is? Kids are hungry. They start chewing matzah. They start eating matzah. What do? You pull it out of their hands. Chotven es hamatzis. Why? Because the more they eat, the more
sleepy
they'll get, the more tired they'll get. So you grab it out of their hands so they shouldn't fall asleep.
Why is the lashon lechem?
Interesting.
Sorry?
It says lechem instead of matzah.
Because it's the point is that's what they're eating. That's their eating. I mean, the Torah, right, lechem oni. But the point is that's what they're eating. The point is you take the food away from them so they don't get too hungry. They don't get too tired and you'll miss out on the... And then what does he say? V'chein muchach. Okay, we'll see the Tosefta afterwards.
But how we get the food? You couldn't pass over rain the same. What am I missing here?
Maybe the kids are really early 40s, that's
right. Right, so it could be what Dr. Fink is saying, that maybe you gave the kids some matzah to eat earlier in the Seder. That is possible.
This is not afikoman we are talking about.
So you don't say, no, there's nothing to the afikoman. Nothing to the afikoman, correct. Okay. Now, we have a Me'iri. We'll skip down to number 4. We have a Me'iri. Now, the Me'iri is not talking about our Gemara. Me'iri is talking about who's kashal edus. And, of course, we have the very well-known halacha that somebody's ochel bashuk is pasul me'edus. What's so terrible about eating bashuk? I always had this question I went to MTA and I lived in Flatbush and I would take the train to school and the train home from school. So on the way to school, it was before Shacharis, I couldn't really eat. On the way home, I'm on a train after a day of school, I can't eat on the train. It's a ochel bashuk, I'm going to be pasul edus. So first of all, okay, so I'll be pasul edus. At least I can have something to eat. Second of all, maybe there are guidelines to what you have to eat that makes you pasul edus. So I think there's a bit of time that says only if you eat pas, maybe pas with bekistin, but okay. Says the Me'iri, why is somebody who eats bashuk pasul edus? Because such a person doesn't carry himself with the self-dignity that should be, that he should carry himself with. Okay. But Talmud HaMarav, that's the Yerushalmi, Pershuha Bechotev Va'ochel. The Yerushalmi says, why is there somebody who eats Bashuk Pasal Eidus? Because if, what does that mean that you're Ochel Bashuk? Ochel Bashuk Pasal Eidus means Chotev Va'ochel. What do those two, what does that word Chotev mean? What does that word Chotev mean? Upershuha Rabosai says, my Rabbi Baim explained that line of the Yerushalmi, Sha'ochel Derech Garganus. V'chipazon. What's a gargan? A glutton.
Glutton.
A person who eats in a gluttonous, fast way. Al derech, where do we see the word chotven to mean something that means speedy? Chotven matz, v'arvi psachim. It has to be, what does chotev mean? Chotev can mean one of two things. Chotev can mean grab it in the sense of quickly, or it can be grabbed from somebody else. Says the Miri, look at the parentheses, it's my parentheses. Shim chatif amamish, if you say chotven means you grab it physically from somebody's hand, well, gentlemen, if you grab something from somebody's hand, your pasul eidus, why? Because you're a ganav, not because you're an ochel bashuk. So therefore, when we say that you're ochel bashuk, you're possible because you're a chotev, it can't mean that you're stealing. It has to mean a different definition of chotev. So chotev must mean to do something quickly. So how is he learning? He's learning like which pshat in Arasugya? He's learning like the second pshat of Rashi, the number two, that you're supposed to eat quickly so that the children will stay awake. Fine. So far we have the ones that we have. Let's look at one more, and then we'll... get into the meat of the sugya in a moment. It says number five, Rabbeinu Yehonasan Milunil al Harif. Right, that's Rabbi Yehonasan on the back of the Gemaras. Yesh lefarech, Godol legodol biderech schok. Wow, this is the first reference in any way, shape, or form that chotvin. Meaning, we had the word chotvin. The Rashbam said chotvin means grab it from the kids, but that wasn't to in any way of amusement. That wasn't to amuse the kids. That wasn't to keep the kids, interest piqued in the Seder. That was just to prevent them from falling asleep. Says the Rabbeinu Yonasan, number five, source number five with the Shita number five, Godol ligodol b'derech schok. You have a game between who? The adults at the table. The adults at the table. So if any of you get really into it and get very, some fathers are very lackadaisical and let the kids do it. Other fathers are very you can see the competitive spirit really comes out at the Seder. Some people see a lot of bad midos also, but Gadol Gadol Derech Schok. What's the point of Gadol Gadol Derech Schok? V'ika k'tzas chibuv mitzvah ba'avur atinokos shol yishno v'yishalu. The words of Rabbeinu Yonasan are very difficult words. I'm saying we could give a shiur on that. You try to get them to do what? To stay awake? So what do? You do something that is? What?
Entertaining.
Fun or funny? What are the words that he says? He doesn't say. He said you'd steal a derech schok for what purpose? So you could be funny? So you could be doing something fun? Chib of mitzvah. I'm not sure how that fits in. Okay, but that's not for now. Either way, what does the chotven es hamatzos mean? So Rabbeinu Yonasan says, you steal, adults steal from one another. And that is the, it keeps the kids, and either entertained or just weirded out. And finally, this is v'yesh lefarish, shechotven osa miyad hatinokos v'nischak imahen. That might be, if anything, the only thing among the Rishonim that resembles stealing the Afikoman, but who's stealing from who?
The adults from the kids.
Shechotun asamiyat atinokos. Right, the adults from the kids.
Yeah.
We don't see from the Rishonim that I saw, again, there, I did go through every single Rishon that is on the Barilan on the Daf. That's just whatever list they had there. There could be other sheets in the Rishonim that I haven't seen, but I haven't seen any of the Rishonim, the equivalent of the kids stealing from their fathers. Either the fathers stealing from each other, or the fathers stealing from their kids. But kids stealing from their father, that I didn't find in any of the Rishonim at all. Okay, so now we have a background. We know all the Shitas, and interestingly enough, half of them say Chotun just means something to do with speed. Half of them talk about Chotun means grabbing, but again, the Rashbam's pshat of grabbing was grabbing so they don't eat too much. nothing to do with stealing. And then, okay, then we have these two last shitas that are more what we're familiar with in the sense of stealing the Afikoman from Rabbeinu Yonasan. Okay, that was all as far as introduction to know what the shitas are of what this Chotun Es HaMatzos mean. Now let's learn in Rambam together. Rambam and Hilchas Chametz HaMatzah is talking about the how to run a seder. And here he collects the numerous halachas that Chazal mentioned regarding making the shinui to keep the kids awake. It's at the top of the page 2. Says Rav, and Sarach Lassas shinui b'layla hazeh, k'dei shiyiru haban of yishalu. And how do you do that? B'chesan v'shana. So first of all, mechalik lem kloyose gozim. Interesting. It sounds from the Rambam that the giving the kids the candies is not because candies keep them up and candies get them excited. It's that they don't expect their father to give them candies, then it's different, like, Daddy, what are you doing? Okay. V'ogrenes ha'shulchan milifneihem kodem shi'ochlu. V'chotvin matzah zeh miyad zeh. V'chayotzi b'dvarim ha'elu and other similar things. So how does the Rambam teach chotun matzos? Who steals from who? First of all, he teaches that it's stealing. Secondly, who steals from who?
Adults.
Sounds like the adults. Sounds like that shita number 5 on the bottom, Rabbeinu Yosef Milonil, that the adults steal one from another. Comes the Raivan and says, no, Amar Avram, Perish Achim, Imarin Lechel, fine. Now, gentlemen, I want to ask you a very geshmaka question. There is a movie that I saw, I guess when I watched movies, about 25 years ago, 28 years ago. It was a movie about a teacher. It was a very good movie, a kosher movie, about a math teacher whose students loved him. He was like a math teacher in a very low class neighborhood, a very poor educationally, very poor neighborhood. And he brought up the math department and taught them, you know, how they all did very well. And his kids loved him. And he had this car. One day, he had this broken down car. One day he comes to the parking lot and the car's gone. And he's beside himself, calling the police, figure out who stole his car. And then he gets home and he sees that the kids somehow hotwired the car. They painted it for him, and it's parked in front of his house. Okay, is that mutter or aser? Let's see the Rambam. Let's learn the Rambam together. And it's funny because of all the people who said there were 6 different pshat that the Rambam could have taken to explain chotun matzos, the one that he took was what? That one adult steals from another adult. Mm-hmm. Let's learn the Rambam in Hilchas Gedeva. Asur lignov kol shod in Torah. Of course, not just the Shava Pruta. Shava Pruta, you have a chiv of Hashavas HaGzela. But even a Pruta, even less than a Pruta, even a kol shod, it's also daraisa to steal. Fine. Says the Rambam, besides the Issa daraisa to steal on a daraisa level, there's also the following. Asur lignov derech schok. Olignov almanas lahachzir. Olignov almanas l'shalei, meaning to pay kefel. These are all also drabanan, hakol also shalo yargil atzma b'kach. There's nisa drabanan on these other alternate forms of stealing. The first one is stealing deras chok. So Rabosai, do we have a steer in the Rambam? The Rambam's telling me that at the Seder, you should have 2 adults stealing from one another.
One's a one-way joke, the other's a two-way joke. When they stole his car, the teacher wasn't in on the joke till later. Here, when I'm stealing your matzah, and you're stealing my matzah, so we're in on the joke together. It's a two-way joke.
That's a good point.
So if I steal from you, Dereschok, you could still steal from me, Dereschok. That's a...
Because they know that each other is stealing it from the other one. And therefore, that's why we'd be allowed.
Okay, I hear that. Okay. Let's say that in a little bit more of a sophisticated way.
It's Xela, not Gedeva.
I'm not sophisticated.
Yeah, and let's say that, which is already a step up, but we're going to say that in an even more geshmaka way. Rabosai, why don't I invite you to peruse number 9. But don't just peruse it. Contrast it. Look at which halacha was I quoting in source number 8. Hilchas Gneva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis. Let's look at the same exact halacha, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, and Hilchas Gzela. You'll notice the words sound remarkably similar because it's the exact same section and the exact same things, just one's Gzela and Gzela. They both start off with the same exact five words. Azur Ligzol, before it's Azur Lignov, Kol Shudech Torah.
Doesn't say Gadus
Chayv. And guess what? In Hilchas Gzela, what does the Rambam glaringly omit? The halachas of Derech Schok, and Amnas Lahachzir, and Amnas Lashalem. He goes instead to talk about other things. I feel you're not allowed to steal even from a guy, from a Avodah Zarah, it's not sir. Right? Of course, I just have to say it because it's here. People have to know you're not allowed to steal, eh? And you're not allowed to steal from Goyim either. Just in case you weren't sure, now you know. So, fascinating. How come the Rambam doesn't have also Lignov Ligzol Derech Schok and also Ligzol Amanas Lahachzir, also Ligzol Amanas Shalim?
Difference
is a Maisik Zeila or the
Kesar Bomb. Like Zeila, the figure is that you took money from
somebody. It's the end result.
But
it's still
a Maisik Zeila. So here, even though the guy is a joke, but it's still a Maisik Zeila. The Maisik Zeila. You are listening to Kneva. Kneva is the Maisa that's Aser. Why are you saying this Chilak? It's beautiful. Why are you saying that Kneva is Aser, the Maisa, and Gzeila is an Aser?
Zeila. Zeila is the Kesar Bomb, which is the
Why are you saying that? Why
you see that? How come us,
oh, you're not coming from somewhere else. Are you?
This answer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I mean, no, it's beautiful. I'm just asking if there's something else that prompted you to say this chiluk. It's a beautiful end. It answers this. Oh, they say this to answer this question? Great. Okay, I wasn't aware. That's beautiful.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to say something much simpler.
Why all those quasi gnevas are put into hilchos gnevas opposed to hilchos zeilah? Because gnevas stresses the mindset as opposed to
the, which is interesting, because whenever Rashi on Shas explains what Gneva means, he always says Vayigzol Vayignov Hachanis Miad. That's by Gzela?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Okay, I think the answer to the Stira in Rambam, I mean, it's not a Stira in Rambam, but this contrast between Rambam's Hilchas Gneva and Hilchas Gzela is what you said before, Rabbi Osai. When you have a Gneva, what's the difference between Gneva? You could look back in source number 8, the Halacha Gimel that I skipped. The distinction between a Ganav and a Gazan is whether the victim is aware of the victimization or the victim is not aware of the fact that he's being victimized. So in other words, whenever you have a Gzela by definition, what's a Gzela derech schok? Wait a sec, what's Gzela? Gzela means both people are here. Both people know about it. And it's derech schok. Well, if we're joking around with each other, mm-hmm. and in front of your face, I pull this from you, and you pull this from me, so incorporated in that act is mechila. As opposed to, if you have your car in the parking lot, and you're teaching, and we walk over and hotwire your car and take it away, you didn't know about it. So there was no mechila. So you took something from somebody else. Not a mechila. That's us, sir. But every gzela, by definition, two people are here. You can't have the words gzela derech schok is an oxymoron. Those words can't exist. They're mutually exclusive. Because if it's gzela, we're both here. So if it's derech schok, so obviously if we're doing it derech schok, I'm aware of it. I must be me mochel, you know, one the other. And therefore, if there's a bilateral mechila.
Well, but mechila, you're saying it's usher. You can't be mechel if it's usher.
No, the opposite. If you're mochel, it never became us in the first place. If I let you borrow my hat,
and you, I steal your hat,
I'm not talking about mechila afterwards. I'm talking about mechila. Go ahead. If we're horsing around together,
it's not stealing. It's a game to entertain the kids. So.
No, the mechila means we're joking around with each other. That's the word. You can't have, if we're joking around with each other, that's automatically a mechila. Therefore, there's no way to gzela.
That is
the point.
It's a game to entertain the kids, right?
Exactly. So therefore, when you have a Seder, I ask you, there's a Stira in the Rambam. There's a Stira in the Rambam, Tilchas Gneva. From the Seder, the Rambam holds that the halacha of Chotun Es Hamatzis is one adult from another adult. Right? It's not even somebody who's like, my kids, okay, they're mishtamish in my matzahs. But if you come to my Seder, that to think, and I steal your matzahs, and you steal my matzahs, you steal the Shatzer matzahs, and I steal the Haredim matzahs, so that's real stealing. That's real stealing. Why would I do it? Derech Schok. But it says the Rambam, Hilchas Gneva. It's also Derech Schok. The answer is, that's Gneva is also Derech Schok. But when we're both doing it, we're both aware of it, that's Gzela. If we both know about it, then the concept of Derech Schok can't begin. Because if it's Derech Schok, then if I'm here and you're here, we both see it and we're both doing it, and it's Derech Chok, that means I'm Ochel and you're Ochel. So there's no Gzela to start with. So the concept of a Gzela, Derech Chok, doesn't exist in the lexicon. That perhaps might be an answer to the stira in the Rambam's 8 and 9, and also the stira in the Rambam, why the Rambam in, says you can steal the Afikoman, because it's not Neva, it's Gzela. So that's, I think, a very cute shtickle Torah that you're invited to share with your whoever wants to hear. Fine, let's move on. Now, this idea of Gzela Derech Tzchok is important in numerous places. We have our Mishnah, our Gemara that we began tonight's shiur with, the words Chotven Matzos. Chotven Matzos, when I heard those words, according at least to the Rambam's pshat, that it means you steal one from another, you know what it reminded me? It reminded me of somewhere else where you have the idea of grabbing something from somebody else as part of the religious experience, you could call it. Where else in Shas do we find an idea that you're supposed to, or it's appropriate, or it's okay for you to grab something from somebody else? So I was reminded of the Gemara in Sukkah, that towards the end of Sukkah, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about Hoshana Rabbah. What? Right. The Mishnah in Hoshana Rabbah, the Mishnah at the end of Sukkah talks about Hoshana Rabbah. Right, on Hoshana Rabbah you go around the seven times, not just one time. And when you finish the whole Hoshanis and Sukkis, oh, everything Sukkis related in the Beis HaMikdash, what would they do? These very enigmatic words. I don't even want to read them, because how I inflect the pauses of the reading will yield two different pshatim. Miyad, Tinokos, Shomtim, Es Lulaveihim. Valchon Es Rogehim. What does the word Miyad mean? Miyad means two different things. It either means immediately, or it means
from the hand up.
Zogt Rashi, miyad tinokos shontenes ulavein. Zogt Rashi, hagadolim shontenes ulavei haktanim miyadam. Clearly, Rashi is trying to make it very clear that the adults would grab the lulavim from the kids after the mitzvah is finished, and the adults would be ochel nesrogein. They'd steal. They'd grab. You can imagine these poor kids bawling on the floor. All these big adults grabbing the lulavim, taking their esrog. The kids so excited, got an esrog this year. The adults are grabbing the esrog, eating them in front of their faces. It's almost traumatic. Oh, what about gazel? Ve'im b'davar lo mishum gazel, lo mishum darki shalom. Right, darki shalom. Rashi is pointing out, because normally there's no iser daraisa to steal from a katan because he doesn't have bialis. But mitnei darki shalom, you're not allowed to steal from a katan. Here, you don't have the Issa Duraisa nor the Issa Durabanan to protect Ketana. Why? Shekach nagu machmas simcha. You see that machmas simcha, you're allowed to steal.
Who's simcha?
Universal simcha, I guess.
I mean,
the atmosphere of simcha. I guess he's not going to be bawling then. You're right, I rescind that. I hear. Now this is important, because this Mishnah is actually the source for the halacha that can occur in numerous places. Did you ever go to a chasana and you got stomped on your toe, your big toe gets stomped on by somebody, like a yeshiva guy who has a really hard leather heel, and they're doing this hora dance, and right down on your toes, and you taka check your toe afterwards, and you see that it's taka broken toe? There's somebody in this shul. I was at a chasana, this shul, this within the past 12 months, I'm sure some of you were there. They're doing a dance, a kick, and the brother-in-law, who dabs in our shul once, he still comes to our shul once in a while, got kicked in the jaw.
Oh, wow.
And Hatzalah had to take him out. I mean, he was standing, but he was bleeding badly. Hatzalah took him out. I don't know what happened afterwards, but I saw him after. He's somebody who lives on the block of one of the people in this, at least one or two of the people in this room. Fine. Doesn't matter who it is, but okay, so it wasn't you. No, it was your block, but it wasn't you. So, 100%. The halacha is by Purim, exactly. You could be mazik derech tzchok. What's the source for all that here? Well, the source for all of that is this Mishnah. Miyad tinokos, from the hands of tinokos, you grab the lulavs and you eat. The adults would eat the esrog with the lulavim. Zoktosas yesh lilmon mikan. Fascinating tosvos. What did yeshiva guys do in their spare time to have a good time? Nowadays, what do yeshiva guys do? They Chassishan, they don't smoke. Maybe they play basketball a little bit. Maybe, I'm not sure what yeshiva guys do in their spare time. Well, I'll tell you what they did in the olden days. Yesh lomo mikazak tosvis. From that, right, it's the tosvis that's on the Gemara of the, on the Mishnah of grabbing the lulavim. Mikan laosan bachar sharochim besusim lekras chasam v'lachamim zemzeh. They used to joust on horses with spears. And what happens when you joust with a spear? You rip other people's clothing. V'karim b'gdol shel chavero, mikalkel lo suso. What's the halacha there? Shem peturin. Shekach nagu machma simchas chasan. That's what Tosa says. Fabulous historical, you know, bit of information about what Simchas Chasan Mekala looked like. It's really a lot more interesting than, you know, pretending to drink some, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, okay, juggling fire is fun, but jousting certainly sounds a lot classier. So you see from here, Tosis is building, and this is the source of the sugya, the big sugya of the idea of being mazik derech simcha on Purim, at a chasana, right? So the case I talked about, where the guy was kicked in the mouth, in the chin in the chasana, he's, the mazik is potter. The mazik is potter, because that's based on this Tosis, derech simcha. So too, the kids, they used to steal from the kids, derech simcha. If that's the case, so there's a special heter called derech simcha, not the whole lamdas that I gave you before. We asked the kasha before. How could you steal from the one person from the other? This is stealing derech simcha. That's different, apparently, than stealing derech schok. What's the difference between stealing derech simcha and stealing derech schok? Stealing derech schok is aser. Stealing derech schok is aser because who's laughing when you steal derech schok? Exactly. It's a one-sided laugh. So Ram says, that's aser. But if it's a derech schok, it's two people, both parties are there. You know, both parties are entering this arena to play around. Both jousters, the you know, anyone who's hanging out at the Beis HaMikdash, and, you know, any father who's bringing his son to the Beis HaMikdash on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, you know your kid has to be, you know, emotionally capable of dealing with what happens every year. We know it's a big party. You know, you don't bring your kid to a wherever if he can't deal with it. So,
should we see anything here that it's always the adults taking from the kids, or adults from each other, not letting the kids take from the adults? Right. The afikayim is the adults steal from each other.
Right.
The striking is the adults steal from the kids. If it's simple, why do you let the kids steal from the adults? Probably because the kids are powerful.
We'll get there. We'll point out your point actually soon. Okay, so Rabosai, we learned six different pshatim in what chot v'nes ha-matzis are. We learned that you lift up the ka'ara, or maybe lift up the ka'ara with all the mitzvahs on it. We learned that you eat quickly, you grab it quickly. We learned that you grab it from the kid so he doesn't fall asleep. We learned that the adults steal from each other. We learned that you steal the matzahs from the kids. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Which one of those six options? Lo and behold, look at the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, none of them. Yeh Shulchano Aruch Mibod Yom. This Shulchan Aruch appears right after you finish davening by Lo Pesach. Whether you said halal, you didn't say halal, this is the halacha that begins the Seder. Your table should be set mi ba'od yom, while from Erev Yontif, from Erev Pesach. Kedei lechol miyad kishetechshach. Va'af hu bebeis medrash. Even if you're sitting and learning and you have a Seder, you only learn. I have a brother. My brother's big tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael, big gigantic masmid. He doesn't leave shul until he learns whatever he learns after Marav, no matter what. No matter what, everybody could be, it doesn't matter. You learn after Marav, doesn't leave until he learns. No, but not Pesach, Imhu Beis Medrash, Yaakov. He has to get up. This is how the Shulchan Aruch understands the stories of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva used to leave the Beis Medrash right after Marav on Lel Pesach, when it was time to go home and have the Seder. He wouldn't continue to learn. Mipnei Shemitzvah Lemaher Vileachal Beshvil Hatinokos Shelo Yishnu. Now, what is this Shulchan Aruch saying? What should you do quickly, or what should you expedite?
Get to the meal.
Right. You said getting to the meal. You didn't say the meal. You said getting to the meal. He's taiching. No, Dr. Fox. Look at the first line again. He's taiching that the chotvenes hamatzah is mitzvah lemaher lechol, meaning it's that lemaher not to eat fast, but to
Eat early.
Eat early to get to the food fast. Meaning, don't delay before the Seder.
No.
What does it mean to, you know, get here quickly? If I say, Dr. Fox, I have a skin problem, get here quickly. That means that you should drive at 80 miles an hour? Or it means don't finish your coffee and donut. Come right away. I didn't say you have to drive fast. So that the Shulchan Aruch sounds like he's understanding that mitzvah lemaher to quicken your to move so that you could eat. Lemaher to eat, to get to eating. Not to eat fast. You hear that, Dr. Fox? It's not mitzvah lemaher v'lechol. It's not mitzvah lemaher to eat fast. Lemaher to do to be speedy so that and you could eat.
Yeah.
Or will yeah. The Rishon LeBrura will highlight? Will answer your question. He won't like what you're saying because what are you saying? You say let's get through this market really fast. We want to get to the food. Right. That's how I would read it. The Rishon LeBrura is going to say we can't read it like that. Look at the Rishon LeBrura right here. Mitzvah ma'av lechol rotzal lomar. Lizaris lasos haseder kedei shelo yishnu hatinokas kishiyedu shelo yishtah harbe atachila.
Don't sit around.
Look at the Shaar HaTzion, which is explaining what the Mishnah Berurah says on the next page. It says with Chafetz Chaim, this is like which pshat of the six? You see, it sounded like, you know, I'm not sure if it sounded like any of them. It says to make your Seder early. He says, no, that's what Rashi meant. When Rashi in the first Lishna said, Mimaron Lechol, it doesn't mean to eat quickly. Hakavona al karcha mashikasavnu, meaning to not waste time before the Seder. That's what how the Shulchan Aruch is passing Chotvin as Hamatzos. You grab the Matzos, meaning you start your Seder right away. You don't dilly-dally before the Seder. And it can't mean, like Dr. Fox suggested, it sounds like you should rush through Magid so you can get to the food. Why? Let's rush through the food. Let's rush through the Haggadah so we can get to the matzah balls, the steak, whatever you're having. That just doesn't make sense, says the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so what do we have at the end of the day? We have no source anywhere in any of the Rishonim for the children stealing the Afikoman. And that is correct. We don't have any source in the Rishonim. The closest we have is Tushi, that the adults steal from the adults. If anything, maybe the adults steal from the kids. But maybe that depends on what your minhag is. See, in my family, there are different versions to this, and I think only after I got married I realized there are different versions. The kid steals it, fine. But then the father has to find it again. So that second part might be stealing. When we say stealing the Afikoman, what's the stealing the Afikoman? The father stealing it back, maybe. That might be how the...
The whole idea was said before, and it's okay. The father is okay with it, the sons are okay with it. So it's a stealing license. Nothing wrong with it.
Okay, yeah, that's the answer there. If everyone's okay, so you're allowed to steal their skull, if both parties are okay. Only Geneva, where one party's a victim, then it's not okay.
Right,
good.
I'm still looking for where it says to do it.
Right, and there's no sure, no one says that the kids should steal from their father. So I'm saying, but if you have the other half of the game, that the father steals it back, then we do it one Rishon, the second Pshat, the Rila Lanil says that that is. Okay, I want to finish off with, after seeing six sheets in the Rishon, and Rabbo said, we have it's Mefursha Tosefta. And I think Mefursha Tosefta tells us that a bunch of the Rishonim are wrong. How could I say that? It hurts me to say that, but it's a Tosefta. And you see that none of them, the Tosefta says the word Chotun Matzah, and Tosefta explains what Chotun Matzah means. So it must be the other Rishonim just didn't know this Tosefta. Look at an explicit Tosefta. We have six Pshatim, what the Gemara meant, Chotun Matzah. What's an explicit Tosefta, right? Tosefta was written 800 years, 1,000 years before the Rishonim came, we were born. Zata Tosefta, Rebbe Lazar Omer, Chotun Matzah, Latinokos. How are we going to touch that word? Chotun Matzah Latinokos, B'shvil Shelo Yishnu. Keep on reading. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afil Lo Achal Ela Parperas Achas. Even if he only ate one little, you know, little condiment, a little bit of maybe mar or whatever else, Afil Lo Tavel Ela Chazeras Achas. Even if he just ate a little bit, Chotun Matzah Latinokos, B'shvil Shelo Yishnu. He's clearly saying, like the second pshat of the Rashbam, who told us earlier, that you take the food away from the kid so that he doesn't fall asleep. So, if, in my humble opinion, that's not how our Shulchan Aruch paskins.
No, but it doesn't mean you give him a piece of matzah.
You take it.
You give him a piece of matzah. Hotman matzah latino, did you give it to Tahai or something? He said, I think the pshat is that you have to give it to Tahai.
Yeah.
Keeps it up.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. I hear. I could be wrong. Fine. No problem. I hear that. Well, let's look at the Mishnah Halachos. What is that? Shaul HaKotan Klein, I think, right? Menashe HaKotan Klein was asked, is it the minhag of stealing, having children steal the Afikoman, what are you teaching your children to do? It's a good chinuch to get them to learn how to steal. So you're being mechanich theft. So the he says, of course, the source is this Gemara, Chotun Matzah, but he says something fascinating. He says that a chumrah that we never heard of before. He said you should have a separate matzah, not the afikoman. The afikoman matzah shouldn't be stolen. You should have a separate matzah to steal. Why? He has an incredible diuk. Yosi tov likach matzah acheres miyuchedes b'shul atinokas liknov. Why? The matzah is afikoman. What is the afikoman representative or commemorative of?
Korban Pesach.
Korban Pesach. You know what? There was a special halacha, the special halacha that the Korban Pesach needed shmira. And if our afikoman is commemorative of the Korban Pesach, so our afikoman ought to have
shmira.
Having something stolen from you is the antithesis of a shmira, right? I mean, if you learn Bava Kama, you know, a shomer, I'm sorry, Bava Metzia, a shomer is not supposed to have gneva or gzela. That's the whole point of a shomer. Says the mitzvah says, "Avikom nachon lachziko." Second on the line, "Etz laulu shomro ki korban pesach." You know, chalas hazeicha korban pesach. Not only that, but there's a special din of hesach hadas. Came with the hisiach hadas. It's a posel. By korban pesach, you're mesiach das. If you don't pay attention to your korban pesach, it's much posel the korban. And if you're gonna, if the kid is gonna take it from you, you don't have your shmira. And in its korban pesach equivalent, it would be posel taka. So therefore he says you should, and now he's an incredible diuk. Look at the second paragraph. V'ayin shulchan aruch, aruch chayin sin tafayin gimel, v'zeh l'shono. Yikach, the shulchan aruch is now, the mechaber is now going to describe to you yachatz. Yikach matzah ha'emtzayis, take the middle matzah. V'yiv tzayin l'shtayin, break it in half. V'yitin chetzio le'echad l'hamesubin l'shomra l'afikoman. Wow, look at that diuk that he's making. You give it to one of the people at the table, you see the word l'shamra? What a beautiful diik in the word l'shamra, in the Shulchan Aruch. What do you think it means, l'shamra? V'nei diik, sheitin l'shamra, shebuchinas ha-pesach, that's the din of Korban Pesach, of l'shmar.
Is it talking about you put it in the bottom of l'shmar, or is it talking
He says you should give it to somebody at the table to watch it, because it needs a din shmira. And therefore, if you do have this minhag, this is the chumra of the week, never heard it before. Here's where you got it. Chum of the week, if you steal afikoman, this piece that you break off for yachas, you should put away and keep for safekeeping. Dumyo de Korban Pesach, and get another piece of matzah for your kid to steal.
Well, why do you have to give it to someone else to be shomer? Why can't you be shomer?
I don't know.
You're too busy.
I don't know.
You're too busy.
That's fine. No, the kid knows you have it. You're a target.
I don't know. Okay, yeah, the Arizal says like you. Right, the next slide is the Arizal. Fine. Okay. Fine. I just want to... Yeah, there's a very nice... one of the contemporary Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. He was on one of the Batei Din, I think he was on the Tel Aviv Beis Din, and a number of Batei Din, Mechaber Bei Yisroel, Mishayas Hashuv, Zaseil Chorav. And he talks about the stealing. He has a very beautiful shtickle Torah in the Rambam. You remember I read you the Rambam that said that Asur Lignov Derech Schok? The Rambam is paraphrasing a Braisa, but the Braisa doesn't say those words. The Braisa says, Asur Lignov Derech Sar, lemekat, to be mitzayir a person. So So he's bothered. How come when the Rambam quoted Hilchas Geneva, nothing to do with Afikoman, in Hilchas Geneva, why does the Rambam misquote Shas? Shas says, Gemara says, it's also to steal Derech Tsar. And how does the Rambam teach it? Derech Schok. So he has an interesting touch. What he says is, you know what Derech Schok of the Rambam means? It doesn't mean, ha ha ha, let's play a game together. What does Derech Schok mean?
Ridicule?
Exactly. Ha ha ha, I'm going to play a joke on you. And that's the Derech Schok that's Asur to do. And therefore, which is sort of the answer that we gave before. That's how he says, when you have this two people party, you know, having a Seder together, where everyone's in it together, that's not I'm trying to play a trick on you. I'm being, you know, playing a trick on you, as we're playing together. Therefore, it should be mutter, because the Rambam's taich, when the Rambam said the words Derech Schok, he didn't mean that you're playfully, it's also to steal playfully. He meant it's also to steal for me to make a joke out of you. Make a joke out of you. That's the answer in the Rambam. Because that's the source and that's the Gemara that he's coming from. So we should be zocha never to steal, not from Goyim, not from Jews. We should be zocha to have our children awake at the Seder. We should be zocha to mekayim all the mitzvahs of the Seder. Kehilchas son.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.